First Up. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Andrew Laird. It's Tuesday, July 9th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
we're calling upon FORSA and IALPA to look at the recommendation the same way we have done and indeed accept it.
Potential white smoke in the Aer Lingus pilot's pay row and Ireland's greenhouse gas emissions, the lowest in 30 years. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the dispute between management and pilots at Aer Lingus could be nearing an end after the airline accepted a recommendation from the Labour Court on pilots' pay. It's recommended a pay rise of 17.75%, as well as changes to summer leave and overnight allowances. The pilot union IALPA says its executive will discuss the recommendation today before putting a ballot to its members. Alan Cantwell reports.
The non-binding recommendation covers a four-year period from the 1st of January 2023 to the end of December 2026. It has also recommended a 10% increase to overnight allowances and a further 5% from October of next year. Pilots had been looking for a 24% pay increase, which they said was down to inflation, while Aer Lingus said it was looking for extra productivity and flexibility for any pay increase over 12.25%. President of IALPA, Captain Mark Tighe, said the executive of the union will consider the Labour Court decision before issuing a recommendation to members on whether to accept or reject the proposals. Industrial action by pilots has so far led to the cancellation of 548 flights up until Sunday, 14th of July.
The Taoiseach has called Russia's missile attack on the main children's hospital in Ukraine a war crime. Simon Harris last night accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of openly targeting civilian infrastructure and innocent children. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says he's appalled, adding Ireland will stand with Ukraine for as long as it takes. Dr. Listicia is one of the medical team on duty when the strike happened, and she says she still can't believe they were targeted.
It's really very hard to imagine that the same people as we can attack pediatric hospital. It's one of the biggest hospitals with a lot of patients with serious disease who need medical support 24 hours per 7 days. And now it's really very destroyed.
Ireland's greenhouse gas emissions are at their lowest level in 30 years. Figures released by the EPA show emissions dropped 6.8% last year. Emissions data show the largest single-year reductions in the energy and agriculture sectors and the lowest level of residential emissions since 1990. In total, 55 million tonnes of carbon dioxide were emitted in 2023, excluding emissions from land use change and forestry. Mary Frances Rochford, programme manager at the EPA, says despite the progress, there's still a lot of work needed to reach environmental targets.
All of these measures are really important and are really positive. However, we still have a journey to go. So we are seeing that we're not where we need to be in terms of being on track to meet our EU and national emissions. But there's definitely something there to be built upon, and it's important that we maintain the momentum.
A quarter of a million calls were made to the Society of St. Vincent de Paul from families seeking help last year. The charity expects that figure to be surpassed this year for the first time ever. As it prepares to launch its pre-budget submission this morning, it's highlighted 913,000 people going without basics and 250,000 children living in enforced deprivation. Dr. Tricia Keelty, Head of Social Justice at St. Vincent de Paul, is calling on the government to increase social welfare payments.
So we've got 16 asks in our pre-budget submission, which cover areas such as income and social protection, education, housing and energy. So in social protection, obviously, we've seen inflation really impact on households, and we've seen that reflected in our calls. So we want to see a €20 increase in social welfare to ensure people can meet the cost of living.
Criminal barristers won't go to court today in yet another nationwide strike over fees. This is an escalation on the unprecedented action taken by barristers last October as they seek an independent mechanism to determine pay restoration. Our courts correspondent Frank Graney reports.
Protests will take place today outside 16 courthouses across the country, including the Criminal Courts of Justice in Dublin. For the past few years, through the Bar of Ireland, criminal barristers have been voicing their concerns about the failure to reverse austerity-era cuts. The aim of today's withdrawal of services is to have an independent and binding mechanism put in place to determine the fees paid to criminal barristers by the state. Even with a 10% restoration in Budget 2024, the barristers say the full range of emergency cuts introduced during those financial crisis years have yet to be reversed. Criminal barristers won't attend court today and won't be communicating with their solicitors, with a further 2 days of withdrawals planned for later this month.
And the White House has denied claims President Biden is being treated for Parkinson's disease. There have been reports a specialist doctor has visited the US president several times in the last year. He's now written to members of his Democratic Party, telling them it's time to end speculation he might quit the race for re-election. Earlier, he had rang his favourite morning breakfast show, telling MSNBC's Morning Joe he's not going anywhere.
And now they're talking about whether I use a prompter. Well, I did it all extemporaneously. The fact of the matter is, I'm using prompters too, I don't get that. But at any rate, the bottom line here is that we're not going anywhere. I am not going anywhere. I wouldn't be running if I didn't absolutely believe that I am the best candidate to beat Donald Trump in 2024.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please join us again tomorrow. And in the meantime, you can find all the latest in news on our website, newstalk.com. Talk to you then.